going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, so last year, and really, well, going back a couple of years now, I took the cheese like a complete idiot with all the right, oh, yeah, it's going to work out. Oh, yeah, Super Bowl odds. Oh, yeah, Jets going to finally do it. Oh, yeah, put us on national TV. I don't want 3, 4, 5. I want 7, 8 national high-profile games. Let's go, let's go, let's go. We know how it went. All right, so my position this year was I want the exact opposite. I want to get back to being buttoned up. You know, I was not as driven to run Aaron Rodgers out of town as some of you were. Not all of you, I get that. Because I still think he could play a little bit. And I think it was more like a, you know, Robert Saleh was just not the leader we thought he was and blah, blah, blah. I don't need to rehash all that stuff. But he's gone. And once they made the decision, and also I don't think his appearances with McAfee created too much of a distraction. Like, I think it was a little mispositioned and a little hijacked for those who really don't like Rodgers for different reasons. They kind of used him as a scapegoat. I never did. Although, obviously, at age 40, I realized you got to get a real quarterback in here at some point. So, anyway, that was kind of the thought process leading up to the Rodgers move. I don't know if I love the way the Jets handled it, but that's a different discussion. Once they did what they did with Glenn and Moogie, I don't know if Moogie or Moogie, whatever, however you say it, I still don't know. I think it's a soft G, but I'm not really sure yet. They to me, that was the signal, all right, we're going to get buttoned up, we're going to get rid of leaks, and we're going to finally try to become a first-rate, a first-rate operation with sustainability and with culture and with deep-rooted principles that are not a house of cards. It's not a Hail Mary every year. Let's do this to try to jump into the relevant part of the pool. No, I really do love the Jets' very quiet offseason. I mean that. Been quiet. Been buttoned up. Love it. And I even went so far as to say, I'm like, I don't want, before the schedule came out, I don't want anything. Just, no, I want the opposite. I don't want to be on Sunday night. I don't need to be on Thursday. I mean, I know they're not going to be very good. So, I don't think the schedule makers think that they'll be very good. I'm not too far behind that. So I didn't expect a lot of like 4:25 games on CBS with Nance and Romo because they're not that kind of team yet. So I figured a fairly obscure start to the season. Now, kind of just move forward in relative anonymity. All right, Jets playing whomever at 1 o'clock. Great. All right. Yeah. Give us the D, no disrespect. Give us the fourth CBS team or the D team, whatever you call it. And let's just watch the Jets and let's just watch brick by brick, piece by piece, AG go about trying to resuscitate this losing franchise. Not calling them losers. Losing franchise. Although they have very often been losers. Either way, I think that I am now changing my opinion on the Rodgers thing. Because really, everything that I just said about how I wanted to start this year, kind of, you know, side door, anonymity, it's the exact opposite of starting against the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers. You know? I didn't look, you know, I'm going to do that in a second. I didn't look at the rest of the games for week one. But I am curious. I mean, I don't know, maybe you do get Nance and Romo for that, either way. But now that I really think about it, while I don't want the rest of the schedule, and we already know what it is, so I've pretty much gotten my wish, we can hide, we could grow, we can build, you know, when nobody else is really focusing on us, this is the best time to play Aaron Rodgers. It really is. Now, the noise is going to be obviously much, you know, much louder than if they were playing the Patriots who were rebuilding, even though there's a rivalry there, whatever. Like, this is going to be a big damn deal. But you tell me, you think Aaron Rodgers can still play a little bit? Well, if your answer is yes, and I believe the answer is yes because I saw him play pretty well for the Jets for the final 8 or 9 games. Started slow, trusted his body, got back in sync, played better. But I would much rather see him in week one because you know he's not playing any snaps during the exhibition season. So you're going to get a rusty, aging Aaron Rodgers in week one, which is the best time to play him. That's really just the bottom line for me. That's the, if the Steelers are on the schedule, and they are, and he was going to resign with the Steelers, and he did, I don't need week 4 or week 5 when he starts getting some chemistry with receivers or his O-line or his head coach. Nope. Roll him out right away. Let's hope that he's not ready, and let's hope for the best. That is honestly how I feel about that. Let me just see if, hold on. So, all right, week 1. So what other games would CBS go for? Like, I'm really curious if we're going to get, I can't imagine we do, Nance and Romo. All right, so you got Bengals, Browns, yeah, whatever. I know, you know, North, Gray, okay. Dolphins, Colts, pfft, that stinks. Raiders, Pats, stinks. Cardinals, Saints is Fox. I mean, so far, Steelers, Jets, you might get Romo and Nance. Giants, Commanders, obviously. Panthers, Jaguars, Titans, Broncos, no. That's late anyway. Lions, Packers. Oh, damn it. Lions, Packers is CBS, even though it's NFC. Ah. All right, what else would be a possibility here? I mean, you're going to have to send Romo and Nance to Green Bay. You're going to have to. Lions, Packers? So, but if just say if they do, well, even if they do, you get the second team, right? All right, so it's got a little extra juice. So I'm officially okay with it. I am okay with it. I did not want any, you know, trumpets and red carpet and noise and nonsense. I wanted to just slide into the season quietly. This is the opposite. But of all the potential starts, you know, with some noise, I'll take it. Hey, I could be ready to go. And let's see if he can move, you know? You know Aaron Glenn, they are going to, they're going to be different defensively, and they're going to come at him. And it's going to be a fun watch. Now, it's not going to be fun if he cuts us up for 3 touchdowns and 312 yards, and they win, you know, 33-13. Oh, goodness. I don't think that that's going to happen, though. I just don't think he's going to be ready to do that week one. So we'll see. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to you. A lot of Knicks stuff. Obviously, the Jets stuff is up there now. Let me get Chris in Roxbury, New York. This is an interesting angle, I believe. Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, I got 3 questions for you. I want to see what your opinion is on it.
3 random questions, I was told. Now, I was told 3 random questions.
Yeah.
Okay, which one sound I do every Wednesday? Go ahead.
Okay. The first question is, should Aaron Boone be held to the same standards as Thibodeau?
Hold on.
Okay.
Aaron Boone's the manager at the Yankees. Of course he should be held to the same standard. I think I'm a Boone believer. I'm a Boone supporter. My bigger issue is with Cashman and the roster he's been given, Aaron Boone. But, yeah, I mean, you are coaching a staple team in this city. The standards are what they are. Yes. Next question.
Okay. Next question is, should any athlete be offered, if you were an owner, yeah, would you offer any athlete a 15-year contract?
Would I offer any athlete a 15-year contract? I mean, if I was to do it, it would have to be for somebody like Soto. I can easily say no. You know, I'm not giving Paul Skeens 15 years, but there was so much behind the Soto move. That's one, even though the last couple of years are going to be awful. And the first year's not that good, by the way, either. He's hitting 229. But Soto, I would have done it for Soto and understood that I'm going to be eating some of that money, but very few people. Next.
Last question is, if the NBA actually called walks and carrying, you think that would hurt the NBA?
Yeah, you know what? I think it would slow it down. That's actually a good question. I think it would slow it down initially, right? Because the game would become stagnated. Think about it. When it becomes a whistle fest, stop, inbound the ball, walk the ball up court, you know, stop, inbound the ball, stop. I do think once we got past that, and if there truly was a point of emphasis, I really like that question because I think about that all the time. If there was a real point of emphasis that they were doing, like, you just can't do it anymore. You can't catch the ball on the break without a single dribble and take four steps. Or, you know, you can't do a little Euro, which is a pretty move when it's done properly, and take an extra two steps.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
En route to the rim. So once we got past the overall stagnation of the game, and then it was a point of emphasis, and the players stopped doing it because they kept getting called for it, I actually think it would help defense, which would make it a better game. So, yes, I actually do. 888-808-1019. Artie's in Brooklyn. Artie, what's going on, buddy?
BG! I got my opening tickets, bud. I should have jumped on it earlier. I knew Rodgers was going to join with Pitt, but I said, let me save the money for the Buffalo game.
Yeah.
But as soon as Rodgers joined, I jumped all over it. That's going to be a great game.
Well,
you know something, listen, I'm gonna be honest.
Yep.
I wanted Rodgers. I thought the Jets was still good, and I wanted to make the playoffs. But seeing what Glenn is like right now, dude, I think they made the right choice. And I understand why Glenn wouldn't want Rodgers. So if you gave me a choice right now, this is crazy to say, but if you gave me a choice, because I wanted Vrabel, if you gave me Vrabel and Rodgers or Glenn and Fields, believe it or not, I'm taking Glenn and Fields. I think it's a longer, Fields is going to be longer. I like what Glenn's been doing. And I think that guy is our version of Rabel. I think we got the right coach. All right, BT, thanks a lot, buddy.
You got it, Artie. All right, thanks, man. Yeah, listen, Aaron Glenn was somebody that I wanted early in the process. His name popped up right away. Now, my first choice was Mike Vrabel. Absolute first choice. You guys listen to the show. We talked about this all the time. Once Aaron Glenn's name was in the, in the mix, I was a big Aaron Glenn supporter, believer, and definitely endorsed the move. You know, the field stuff, I do think Rodgers could still play. But I also understand, Rodgers being here and Glenn, first-year coach. Not that Not that Rodgers is as bad a person as maybe some of you think or make him out to be. I don't think he's a coach killer at all. And I think he probably would have, in certain avenues, he would have been able to help out Aaron Glenn and transitioning as a first-year coach. But, you know, this does take away the risk of any mixed messaging. It just does. And by the way, talk about a modern NBA, right? One of my knocks with Tom Thibodeau is that I don't think he's adjusted to the modern NBA. All right, and I've talked about that a lot. Well, I think the Jets also need to adjust to the modern NFL. And when you have a quarterback who can't run, you know, where are we going with that? You know, so as nutty as it sounds here, like the, you know, without going nuts in terms of unrealistic expectations, I think the Glenn Fields relationship could be, it's certainly interesting, you know, and I think it could prove to be okay. I'm not overstating it. Listen, I think the Jets are going to run the heck out of it this year. I think the Jets are going to try to run it 30-plus times a game. And that includes Fields, you know? Like, I think you'll see, they've got a, you know, they, remember, we thought they were going to trade maybe Breece Hall. They didn't. They've got three running backs that they like. So they're going to divvy it up. I would say, now, there's always the outlier. Well, with them, it's not really an outlier. But you fall behind 20-zip. You got to abandon the run. I don't mean that stuff. I mean, in a conventional type of game or situation, early on, you try to establish the run, keep it tight, four-quarter game, one or two possessions either way. I think you're going to get 22 to 24 carries by the stable of however they do it, the stable of running backs. And Justin Fields is running 8, 9, 10 times a game. Some by design, some because he's flushed and he can, you know. So that adds up to about 33, 34, 35. And I don't think they're going to deviate from that. Like the imbalance, I understand you have Aaron Rodgers. It's very easy to fall in love with the allure of what he could do. But they were just so predictable. And I don't think that's going to happen this year. Dwayne's out in Indiana on the Free Odyssey app. Pacer fans. Yes, Dwayne.
Actually, I'm not a Pacer fan. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Knicks fan, by the way.
No, I said Pacer fans, not you. I figured you're one of the good ones. It's okay.
All right. Well, I've got something blasphemous to possibly bring up, but I think it should be brought up here.
Go ahead.
Jalen signing that team-friendly deal.
Mm-hmm.
You package Jalen with Bridges for Giannis, and you hand over the keys to Deuce. You get rid of Daddy Ball. You get rid of the redundancy of Bridges and Ananobi, you solve a lot of problems. And now your starting five is Deuce, Giannis, Towns, Hart. You still got a good team.
I mean,
I know it's blasphemy. I Knicks fans probably don't want to hear this, but it would work.
Not for me, it wouldn't. There's no chance in hell I'm trading Jalen Brunson. And there's no way in hell I'm trading Jalen Brunson with the intention of keeping Cat. So I'm going to get rid of Brunson, Dwayne, and willingly keep Cat.
You're not going to get rid of Cat. I'd love to, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, why not? Is somebody going to take him?
I doubt it. I hope they do.
Yeah, I hear you. But Dwayne, see, it's like the Knicks aren't broken here. Like trading Jalen Brunson is last ditch, you know. He's on his last wheel, and the Knicks are a 23-win team, and there's no real 28 wins and not even a first-round playoff team. And, God, he's been amazing, but there's just no hope. So, boy, as much as it's going to hurt, let's trade him and let's start over now. What the hell are we talking about? Trade Jalen Brunson? No way. Love that guy. However, now he is going to get a little more criticisms. Just has to. Like, there's that window of he is bulletproof. We all knew he wasn't a good defender. I mean, if you know anything about basketball, watch him play. I don't think I actually sat courtside and saw him play in college when the Johnnies played Nova. I knew this 10 years ago, whatever it was, ish, you know? Let alone the NBA, where guys are bigger, faster, better schemes, better shooters. It's a problem. He's never going to be. He's terrible on defense, actually. Awful. And up until now, we kind of looked the other way. But I think that that's going to now creep into the conversation And I believe it's fair to do that because now we're, not that we forget it and not that we don't appreciate it, but you can't hang on forever while he gave the Knicks a team-friendly deal. We're still in the business of winning a championship. So I do think the evaluation of Brunson's going to be a little bit more, what's the word, a little more transparent. I don't think we're going to gloss over stuff anymore. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it has to be. I mean, we talk about Aaron Judge not getting it done in the World Series. We can't talk about Jalen Brunson not playing defense. Stop. 888-808-1019. By the way, Sal, did you see? That's the second time I did that. Jeez. Hoff, did you see the opening week one line for the Steelers and the Jets? Did you actually see that?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
You want to take a guess as to what it is?
Oh, man. It's going to be insulting, but like Steelers minus 6.5?
No. I don't think the Steelers are that good. Well, so good about
you think the Jets are that good?
Yeah. No, but you get a few points being at home. Jets have a pretty good defense.
That's why I gave them minus 6.5.
I am seeing right now Steelers minus 3, but I think this was before they signed Rodgers. Let me see. Jets plus 131 on the money line. Steelers minus 155. Over under 39 and a hook. What's the date here? Yeah, this was from May.
So minus 6.5.
You might be right. No, Rod, it's not going to go up. Maybe for Mason Rudolph, whatever that is. Is he still the quarterback there?
Yeah.
God. Ew. So it's not going off at 6.5. There's no way. But it's, yeah, probably right. It's going to go up a little bit. You're probably more right than wrong.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.